We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Throw down your guns, throw down your guns in the name of love.
So President Trump at 10 o'clock yesterday addressed the nation after these mass shootings of the weekend. And there was a lot riding on that speech, I think. Stephen Farnsworth is a professor of political science, the director of the Center for Leadership and Media Studies at the University of Mary Washington. He's also the author of Presidential Communication and Character. So perfect person to talk to. Stephen, what'd you think of President Trump's statement yesterday and the reaction from all the different pockets of people who love him and hate him?
Well, I think it's important to remember whenever you think about President Trump, you should look at what he says, but also what he doesn't say. And what was interesting to me about his remarks yesterday morning was how much it had differed from what he'd been saying previously on Twitter when he had talked about perhaps linking the immigration bill of some kind to a gun control measure. Mm-hmm. The conversation, though, at 10 a.m. drops those two things and moves in the direction of just talking about the bigotry.
Yeah, that was interesting. Do you think that they made a decision not to get into the nitty gritty of how legislation passes in this speech and focus on the issue that most people had been so hypercritical of the president about, which was that he supposedly was not denouncing white nationalism and violence?
Well, I think there is an element of that. I think that when you're looking at President Trump, you really do see an inconsistency from one time to the next. I think that one of the disadvantages of Twitter as a vehicle for presidential communication is that you may find yourself very inconsistent. It's too easy, I think, to react impulsively. And then on further reflection, of course, you come up with a different point of view. But what you've already said is out there. I think that certainly trying to tie gun control to immigration is a great way to make sure that neither one of these things passes.
Oh, you don't think it's smart to try to connect those two?
Well, with a Democratic majority in the House, it goes nowhere. With a Republican majority in the Senate, it goes nowhere. It just depends what they don't like.
Well, that's true. I mean, they're issues that both sides care about and have different feelings about, but I thought it might be a brilliant way to get something done. You know, all these chants, do something. Maybe that would be the thing that would finally push everybody to say, OK, we'll give you something on this if you'll give us something on the opposing issue, since nothing else seems to work in either case.
Yeah, I don't see it's a bad idea maybe to try something new. I just don't know that works so well. And my speculation is that the reason that he walked away from that was because he did get pushback. Because remember, one of the most powerful supporters of Republican causes is the gun rights community, whether it's the NRA or individual gun owners. These are people that Republicans find it very useful to ally themselves to and very effective in terms of fundraising and support in primaries. The reality of these tragedies, as horrific as they are, is that there's very little in the way of change that takes place afterwards. And there's little reason to think that this story has a different ending than the story for Virginia Beach or Virginia Tech or Columbine or the children shot in Connecticut. The reality is that that this is sort of the norm for how we react to things.
Well, our solutions, party-wise, are very different, and there's just no reconciling the two. I mean, if one side wants to remove guns from the equation and the other side says we need more guns and more armed people, I mean, how do you reconcile those two?
Well, of course, one thing you could do is look at public opinion, which doesn't suggest significant public support for some measures with respect to high-capacity magazines or something relating to perhaps the some sort of warning signs for people who have run afoul of the law or are in the process of dealing with some issues of mental illness. There was a series of things that were being considered for 90 minutes in the Virginia General Assembly special session. Some of these things have more public approval than others, but that's one place to go. But in our very divided politics, where nobody really talks to anybody else across party lines, these efforts at possible sort of incremental change, even those are seen as really problematic for the side that's opposed to it.
Were you surprised that President Obama weighed into this yesterday? I mean, all of my friends who just love Barack Obama, I mean, were so excited and made a point of this is a real president. This is the person we love. We hate Donald Trump, and he's the antithesis of presidential leadership. But Barack Obama's statement is exactly what we need to hear. What did you make of it, objectively, looking at it in a historical context and just the emotional reaction to by the different sides?
Yeah, well, the norm of presidents is really not to criticize your successor much, to really give that next president maximum latitude to do as they see fit without a lot of second guessing. But that those rules don't seem to be applying to President Trump, in part perhaps because of how divisive he is. But the reality is that I think for President Obama, guns are personal. The issues that he dealt with during his presidency that frustrated him the most were these shootings and his inability to get Congress to move in the direction he wanted to. And so I think that what you really do see here is an issue that was so important to him as a president. And that's one of the reasons why he sort of broke that norm and spoke out so forcefully about what needed to be done.
Stephen Farnsworth.
I don't know that it changes.
Yeah. Listen, I appreciate it. I'm looking at the clock, and I know you got to go, and I do too, but I always appreciate you coming on. Professor of Political Science at the University of Mary Washington and the author of Presidential Communication and Character. Thanks.
Sure thing. Have a good one.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.